Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Last night was a fun night again. Yesterday I was talking about how I've got one going into high school. So we were at the high school doing the big high school visit and looking around and learning about the classes and the teacher and the school. And so incredibly excited for my son to move on to high school. Absolutely adore the principal at this high school.
Okay.
Shout out to Kim Keller. And last night was the middle school visit. Now, we're already familiar with the middle school because we got one in there already. Mm-hmm. But my daughter's leaving elementary, going to middle school. So we walked around, and she was able to participate in a lot of the activities. It was kind of, I don't even know how to describe it. It wasn't like you go sit in a classroom and you learn about the school. You sit there, listen to lectures and all that. They had like tables set up all throughout the school. So the engineering department had their 3D printers going and doing models of stuff. The art department had tables out and you could participate in art activities.
Okay, neat.
Foreign languages had things going on in their room. So it was very interactive, very fun, just kind of to get these kids fired up and excited about middle school.
Yeah.
I could tell by her eyes, terrified.
Aww.
Absolutely terrified.
Oh, the baby.
To go to middle. I know, she looks so scared. But I think I was talking to Nick Knack last night. I was like, you know, it's one of these things where give it a month, give it 30 days, and it's going to be...
Oh, she'll be fine.
It'll be no big deal to her. It'll be business as usual.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get in there, you're going to make new friends and all that. So I think she's going to be fine. You know what I was fascinated about? Middle school was the worst 2 years of my life.
Oh.
Really?
The worst 2 years of my life. Struggled academically, struggled with friendships, struggled with a lot of bullying in high school. Like, so much so my mom was having to pick me up from bus stops.
From
the bus stop. I had to stop riding the bus. Long story. I saw that kid that was bullying me years later, and I could kick his arse.
I was going to say, did you get that?
I could straight up beat him down.
How good
if
did
I
that
wanted
feel?
To, but he never grew either, so he's even shorter than Josh. He's like 4 foot tall. But anyway, that's a whole nother side story. I was fascinated by... I my son's there, but I didn't know to the extent of how impactful the counselors are now in middle school and how accessible they are and how many resources the kids have now.
Yeah.
When it comes to if you're feeling down, if you just need to talk, if you need academic help, they encourage you to go talk to these counselors. And there was, you know, graphs and charts about how many times the kids had seen them this past year, which was up in like the 400s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was extremely impressed by that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, Katie, you might agree, we didn't have that in middle school. It was like do or die for us. Suck it up, move on. I don't remember being pushed to go talk to anybody if you had an issue.
Well, even I wasn't. I'm a little bit younger than you. Like it even in my middle school era, there was nothing like that. It was a total kind of suck it up mentality as well.
Yeah.
Really? Because you went to middle school like 5 years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, no, that's how much it's changed in 5 years.
I was fascinated by that.
I think, honestly, COVID really pushed the envelope on that, really shined the light on how important it is to have that kind of stuff at least looked after. So I'm all for it, too. Like, the more we can have and the more it's accessible to them when they need it.
I mean, it's a great resource to make sure all the kids are feeling safe, you know, because with the crap that goes on in schools anymore, there's a lot of safety aspect where you see something, you need to say something and come talk. Or if you're having a fight with a friend, come talk it out versus anything else. They're pushing that a lot. And I'm very impressed by that.
Oh, good.
Very, very. And man, again, talking with Nick Knack as we left, I was like, I don't think I would ever want to be a middle school teacher.
I don't know.
Holy crap.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Those formative years and the hormones and the issues and the angst. And you got the one kid who's got a full beard in sixth grade.
I know.
And you got all these teachers having to deal with all these emotions for two, 3 years.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I could not do it.
Being
takes a special
teacher,
person.
Yeah, in general. But you're right. The middle school teacher, when you're dealing with all of those things.
Special human. And and those counselors, too.
Yeah.
Special people that can sit down and listen to the drama from all these kids day in and day out.
There's a lot of it.
And try to give advice and send them in the right direction.
Yeah.
Y'all need a big old fat raise.
You
That's
do.
All I'm going to say.
Or at least a pizza party. We'd be down to throw you one.
A pizza party. No, they need another 50 grand a year. I'll tell you that right now. God bless you. All right, let's jump into something called PMI. We're going to send you on your way this morning with a positive, a minus, and something interesting on this Friday morning. Hey, guys, who got to pee?
I got the pee.
Katie got the pee.
I do. And this is so neat because 3 in 10 adults will plan Friendsmas celebrations this year during the holiday season. Yay. So that means you're going to get together with your group of friends and do the same things that you do on Christmas with your family. But it's usually a date not on Christmas. So you're celebrating a completely different day. But more and more adults are looking at doing this. And Gen Z is kind of leading the cause here. They consider Friendsmas equal to Christmas Day. What?
I like that. It's like Friendsgiving. But now we're just celebrating presents and Christmas and stuff. I like that. I've never done that before.
Way to puzzle that out, buddy.
Yeah, no, but I think that's really cool.
Well, and honestly,
I love
like,
it. I want to do it.
They say this is double the rate of the baby boomer generation. So it's good. It's, you know, going to be a thing. It's definitely clicking with the next generation. And I can just see this like with your kids, Jeremy.
Yes.
They're probably going to have an actual Friendsmas on the calendar.
I want a Friendsmas.
I could see that.
Talk about a lower stress holiday when you're hanging out with people that you love and adore and you actually want to be around. Not like your family.
Yeah. And they say that. They're like the most popular activities when you're doing it are like dining out together and Secret Santa exchanges and like Christmas themed games. So it is a lot more lighthearted.
I changed my mind. I don't want to do it.
Well, no, but like that's way more lighthearted than an actual Christmas, you know, celebration.
It is. It's probably a little more merry and jolly. The drinks might be flowing a little bit more too than where you're all buttoned up around your grandma and your goofy aunt, you know?
Yeah.
I will tell you right now, like I would like to have a friends, what do they call it?
Friendsmas.
Friendsmas versus a family Christmas this year.
I feel like there's less pressure,
there's a lot
too.
Of anger. There's a lot of anger in my family.
In your family,
really?
There's anger?
There's just, I don't know. It's just Christmas seems frustrating this year as far as, you know, buying gifts and setting dates and what we're doing. And we're all incredibly burnt out. We were at the Gaylord Rockies the last weekend for ICE.
Oh, the How the Grinch Stole Christmas one. Yep. Yeah, I heard it was also awesome.
We grabbed lunch at a restaurant there. We fought at that table about Christmas.
Your family?
Yeah. I mean, like, there was raised voices and fighting.
In public?
It was awesome.
At the Gaylord?
It was awesome. We were fighting at the table at lunch. And the best part was, is we looked over at the table next to us, and it was 4 ladies that were chatty, chatty, chatty when we got there. We looked over and they were just, one of them was saying anything, and they're all just eating their little salads, just kind of looking at us, like enjoying the drama. And Nicole looked over at him and mouthed, "I'm so sorry. I am so sorry." And one of them was like, "It's fine. It's fine.
This is great."
She's like, "We're just eating this up. This is great." But yeah, like literally my mom and sister were going at it across the table, raised voices in a very nice restaurant. And I was just thinking to myself, oh, dear God, I got to move to Iowa.
Your family was the one that was talked about after you left.
That family of ladies is like, look at that. The Grinch came to us.
I know.
So I think Friendsgiving sounds awesome.
No family allowed.
No, Friends Christmas.
Friendsmas.
Friendsmas sounds awesome to me. What else you got? Who's got the minus?
I got the minus today. And other than your family fighting, this one's pretty bad too. Jim Stauffer, he had a mother who unfortunately passed away from Alzheimer's disease, and he wanted to donate her body to science to have them look at her brain and try to see if they can do more to help prevent that horrible disease. However, he ended up donating it to a Biological Resource Center of Arizona, and what they did with her body, it sounds completely fake and insane. This BRC, they call it, took the body of Jim Stauffer's mother, and instead of using it for science and doing Alzheimer's research for it, they sold this body to for profit to the U.S. Army, and they used her body as a simulation to see how the human body reacts to an IED explosion.
What?
Yes. So the BRC has since been shut down because they did this with hundreds of thousands of bodies. They said they will take it for science and then sold
it. Well, it is for science.
I don't know.
You hand over your body, and yes, you need to see like how that affects a human body so you can develop body armor and all that.
If you think that your mother is being donated for Alzheimer's disease, you don't get lied to.
Exactly. That's
the part
the
I don't
problem.
Like.
Yes, they lied to
I don't like
him.
That. I missed that part.
And then he found this out. Well, yeah, it was for Alzheimer's
research.
But just
in general, they'll take your body and chop it up into little pieces and do all that.
Yes, but she was sold as a whole body and exploded in an IED explosion.
Not good.
That's he was awarded, I will say, he was awarded $58 million in this lawsuit, and the BRC was shut down because they found out that it was hundreds of other people that were sold
as
well.
Yeah, that's not right.
My brain just goes to, would anybody offer to have their loved one blown up for science with that? That's what I mean. If we're looking for...
Well, like, my mother-in-law is due to update her will, so yeah, I'm for it.
Like, how else would they get people to do that?
Like, what a way to go. Like, I didn't even know you could do that. Like, I've got the wheels are turning
I'm
now.
I'm not going to lie. It's like, kind of cool.
I kind of want to be blown up into little pieces.
How else will they get people to volunteer for that?
It might be cheaper than cremation.
I only wish I was around to see it happen. Like, I wish I could stand there and watch my body be blown to smithereens.
Have the literal out-of-body experience.
Insane.
Can you imagine gathering your friends and family around for the final goodbyes? And
on
then
this day.
On this day, we remember Jer Bear. Nothing but a mist
you're
left
like,
in the air.
I got his tooth. I got his tooth.
You know what?
You slap me on your way out.
I've been wondering what I should do for, you know, cremation or burial. All
blow
that.
Yourself
get
up.
I want to get blown up by the army.
There you go.
It's not bad.
All right, one final thing. Here's the interesting, and we'll send you guys on your way. I don't know how much of this I can talk about now that I'm reading the story.
Oh.
There has been, you know, it's a lot of the end of the year recaps and what people are searching, and they've put out the fetishes, the top requested fetishes of the year. There is one that is at the top. Armpit licking or sweaty armpits was one of the most requested fetishes, according to research here in 2025. I can't read the other ones that were searched, but people are really into tickling and licking and sniffing armpits.
Is it both men and women or just like...
It's everybody. They... What are you laughing at?
I was like, we said tickling and stuff. I was like, ew, 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 armpits. Yay!
You're into this. So you're an armpit girl.
I love armpits. Like... It's one, like, especially like a guy you're attracted to, that smell is just intoxicating.
They say the pheromones coming out of sweat and armpits on men are huge attractants to the ladies.
It gets me going every single time, especially people that I like love. Like my ex-boyfriends, that's one thing with them. Like when we would wake up in the morning, I would just take their arm and throw it up and then lay right
just
there.
Just huff it?
And be like, whoa. This is my safe space.
You explain so much.
Did you go as far as to lick it?
I don't do all that.
Lickle it? That's a combination of tickle and lick. And lick.
I like rub my face
hairball.
In it a little.
Did you? So you didn't
I
lick
it? And sniff
it. Because
like,
a lot of people say they
like
the salty taste of an armpit. It kind of gets you in the mood. And I will say there is a large number of people in this story that are able to do that to their partner and arrive, let's say.
Oh.
I'm arriving.
I'm arriving.
I'm arriving.
Wait, the one getting
so
licked?
So you lick the armpits and then you are able to arrive. So
the person
is
who is licking.
The licker.
Yeah.
Arrives.
Correct.
No, I don't. The licking part,
really?
I don't really
You're
get down with. The smelling.
Just huffing.
Yeah.
Well, have you tried licking?
No, maybe.
Oh, Katie?
Don't knock it till you try it, right?
Try it.
Okay.
Go lick an armpit this weekend.
I mean, there's a few steps to lead up to that. I can't just go lick an armpits.
Can I choose?
All crazy. No, absolutely
Our
not.
Engineer Jason.
No.
That's it, you guys. PMI, a positive, a minus, and something interesting with JKJ.